If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue through the third week of Easter, as we are seeking to be filled with your Spirit and all that you lead us to, and so that we may return to a spirit of your love and your action in the world that we can see in the Acts of the Apostles. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, there's a couple things we want to look at today. First of all, it's interesting because we have this powerful story of Stephen. And you know, I often focus on the first reading, which comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles. But we also see the powerful reading that we see in John 6. And John 6 is that powerful reading that we call the Eucharistic Discourse. This is the story of Jesus speaking to the people who have just received a lot of food that was loaves and fishes, and they've received all this food, and now Jesus speaks to them in a way that angers them, and they walk away. Meanwhile, in the first reading, so we have powerful readings today. First reading, we see the story of the death of Stephen. So let me touch on that first, and then we'll get into John 6. So in the death of Stephen, we see this powerful reality where Stephen is, God is appearing to, or Jesus is appearing to Stephen, and Stephen, of course, is speaking out, and the people have had it. And we talked yesterday about the passions coming up, and the people are now filled with fear and anger and everything else out of this new sect that is forming, which ultimately we know is the faith that we all believe in. And this is something that has got them lost in their fear and anger. Well, today they decide that they're going to stone Stephen to death. And it makes it worse because he's filled with the Holy Spirit and he says, look, and he looks up in the sky and sees the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God, which really sets them off. This is from the 7th chapter of Acts. So at that point, they said, we've had enough, and they start throwing rocks, and they kill Stephen. And of course, the powerful thing of this whole story is the one who is approving this. He's too young to throw rocks, but he's not too young to be there. And that is Saul, who's later known today as Saint Paul. So this is a powerful reminder. And of course, it is the same Saint Paul, or Saul, actually, at this point, who is taken, and he is approached by the Lord on the road to Damascus, and he ultimately becomes this powerful apostle for the Lord. And because he comes to realize that this strange new sect starting wasn't in fact a new sect, it was everything they said they are. They are the disciples of this Jesus Christ, who is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy. And there you go. Now, we move on this, and we're going to look at the gospel today, because there's something important there that we have to realize. And that is this, the people have seen this powerful sign of the loaves and the fishes. Then Jesus speaks out to them, and they're becoming a little, well, first of all, he challenges them. He basically says to them, the only reason why you're following me is you're looking for the things that this world can offer. These are not his exact words. You know, I don't do that because I want to give us an understanding. And also, if I quote the Bible directly, then I deal with copyright issues. So we'll just say it from there. So basically what he's saying is this reality of he's speaking out to them and telling them, you know, that you're looking for the things of this world, but what I'm offering you is something so much more. And they make a powerful sign, a powerful request, and that is that they're asking for a sign so that they will believe that he is who he is. And he always refuses that. Now, that might sound like an obvious thing. You know, well, just show us a sign. But when you see the sign, that means, and this is so important, the sign is, if the Lord does the sign, now you've accepted him on your terms. And Jesus never allows himself to be accepted on anyone's terms but his own. And this is one of the powerful things. So we realize this when we're looking at some of the realities of our church today. You know, what is it that people do when they complain all the time about how they don't believe in God? And they'll say that if God existed, our world would be different. That's what they're doing. They're saying, you know, I have an understanding of the way the world should be if God exists. Because the world does not exist that way, therefore God does not exist. And what are they doing? They're accepting the belief in God on their own terms. Whereas the reality is, God is, and as I've said before, I mean, I absolutely believe it's not actually the word belief doesn't work. It's the word truth. I mean, to say that I believe in God is like saying I believe that the sun rises every day. Well, guess what? It's not a matter of I believe it. I know it. And so I know of God's existence. So that's what that's where I come from. So that's one of the things they're saying. If, you know, we want you to give us a sign and then we'll believe. You give us a sign, we'll believe. It sounds reasonable, but again, it is you're accepting God on your terms. He never allows that. And that's in the church today. If God existed, then everything would be different. If God existed, the church would be different. If God existed, this would happen. If God existed, that would happen. You're accepting God on your own terms. In my third book, anyway, you know, I have that old joke. I guess it's my fourth. I've written four books and sold almost as many. So anyway, you can find my latest book at catholicaudiomedia.com. Hit the shopping tab. And one of the things that I say is that I look at the church as a rust bucket, and it's a powerful symbol. And that rust bucket, which is a term for an old rusty ship, that rust bucket will take you to heaven. But you want the sleek yacht. You're looking for the sleek, fancy yacht. And all of a sudden, you're waiting for the ship to show up. You're waiting. And all of a sudden, it shows up in this old rust bucket. And you said, is this ship even going to make it out of the harbor? And no, I refuse to get on that ship. I'm not going to get on a ship until I see the fancy yacht. Well, in that case, you are accepting God's invitation on your terms, not on his. And by standing on the rust bucket and believing, you're accepting it on his terms, even if you're sitting there saying, I don't know if this ship is going to make it outside the harbor. And this is an important distinction. And this is what Jesus does. Because the people are saying, no. We're ready to believe if you show us the way we want to understand that you believe. That you are God, that you are real. Yeah, we're ready. Yeah, we're going to believe. Don't worry. Just you do this and we will believe. And that's accepting him on his terms. Well, who else does that? King Herod and the devil. So notice that. And in both cases, and the bad thief on the cross. In all three cases, what you have, as well as the people who are screaming out to Jesus at the foot of the cross and the Pharisees and everything else, it is this conditional way of believing. And Jesus is basically saying, believe or don't. How about this? I'm surrounded by Harvard University, so I often bring up Harvard's physics department just because I like to talk about physics, and I'm surrounded by Harvard University. We're on the Boston side, so we're really surrounded by the business school. So, but think of it this way. I will believe that Harvard is, or whatever university you want to take, the place to go to learn physics when they teach me the physics the way I want to learn it. And you'd turn around and you'd write that in your application, and Harvard would put that right over in the, well, this guy isn't going to come in, because all they can do is teach you physics is, not as physics as you want to believe it is. And this is the same thing with the Lord. The Lord does, this is who I am, this is what I'm doing, this is the reality. And when people turn around and say, no, we will believe when we see you do X, Y, and Z. No. Because you're believing on your terms, and you can't do that. You have to be humble enough to believe on the reality that exists. And in God, it's on his terms. So we see that powerful dichotomy. So this is one of the things. So anytime you see in the scriptures, we will believe on when we will believe when you do what we want you to do, it's always a matter of I will believe on my terms. And that also goes with the argument. This famous story about Frank Sheed, who was a lay evangelist, and someone yelled out to him and said, I'll believe when, I could build a better world than this one here. And Frank Sheed would say, just build a rabbit. That's it. In other words, show me that you can create a rabbit, and I'll start believing in you, which is the same principle in reverse. So it's really kind of fascinating. So keep us in your prayers, and also keep in mind, if you know someone who would like to sponsor or underwrite the program, to let us know here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston or at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.